KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Some researchers call it a step toward eradicating AIDS. Others call it a step back from years of encouraging safer sex habits. Gilead Sciences, a Peninsula-based drug maker, now has permission to sell its landmark daily pill, Truvada, to HIV-negative people as a way of protecting them from getting infected. Gilead already provides Truvada for HIV-positive people, and as of yesterday, the FDA approved selling it as a preventive medicine. That raises a lot of tough questions about who should get it, how they get it, and how much it will cost. Let's discuss it with Dr. Andrew Zalopa. He's the director of Stanford's Positive Care Clinic, an HIV services facility in Atherton. He's in Washington now for the International AIDS Conference. Dr. Zalopa, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think would be the impact of Truvada on your practice? What do you expect your patients to say about it?
Well, at this point, I don't think it's going to be a major impact in that patients who generally are accessing health care tend not to be at high risk for HIV infection. That's not universally true, but it's true in our practice. So even though our patients and patients around the community that we're serving have known about these study results for quite some time, the uptake for this preventative pill has not been that great. I think, though, what we need to do as a community is reach out to high-risk populations who would benefit from this therapy. And that's where the challenge is going to be, trying to identify those populations, get them into care, and try to get them on the medication.
So let's brainstorm that in terms of deploying Truvada. If I'm someone who wants to start using the pill, or maybe if I'm someone who perhaps is considered a high-risk man who has sex with men and should be using the pill, how might that work?
Well, they'd have to access health care. That's number one. And a lot of those patients that you're describing are not patients. They're young men that are healthy and otherwise going about their lives. So they have to find some way of connecting to the health care system. Once they do that, then if this medication seems appropriate after they've discussed it with their health care provider, that has to be monitored. So all of that requires a health care infrastructure to be able to support the use of this medication to prevent HIV.
It sounds like what you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that there's a layer of this solution above Truvada, or really wrapped all around Truvada, which is the healthcare system at large. It kind of falls apart if you don't have a way of getting the pill to the people who need it and making sure people who need it know they need it.
There's no magic bullet here. It's not just a pill by itself. It really does require careful prevention planning, safe sex education, the use of condoms. All of those things still are required, as well as medical monitoring for the medication, because, of course, there are side effects to medications. All medications, even this medication as good as the one that's just been approved for prevention, Truvada, do have side effects.
The side effects seemed relatively minimal according to the studies. I think it was nausea mostly. But what other concerns might you have about unintended consequences?
Well, that's true. The overall side effect profile is quite good for this medication. It doesn't make people feel sick. But we're more concerned about long-term use. So in the studies, we see that there can be slight increases in the kidney function abnormalities, as well as long-term bone abnormalities may be an issue with this medication. Those have to be monitored.
Truvada.
It does seem to be safe in the short term, but it's really the long-term effects.
Truvada costs thousands of dollars a year in the U.S. It is not a cheap medication. How do you expect insurance companies to deal with this or react to this?
Well, that's true. It is an expensive medication. I think the estimates are between $10,000 and $12,000 a year to maintain this kind of treatment to prevent HIV infection. But if you're targeting correctly, if you're targeting high-risk populations where the risk of HIV is more than 1% a year, which may not sound like a lot to your listeners, but that's a high-risk population, then it actually has been shown to be cost-effective because you're preventing HIV infections. And as we know, treating HIV is an expensive proposition as well.
And briefly, in the time we have left, what about the concerns about prevention and safe sex efforts? There were some organizations like the AIDS Healthcare Foundation who were very concerned that people would start thinking, oh, we've got a pill to stop HIV. I can stop using condoms and stop my safe sex practices. Briefly, what do you think of that?
Well, I think that's why also this has to be done in the context of medical care so that that can be monitored and those kind of behaviors can continue to be reduced.
Dr. Andrew Zalopa is the director of Stanford's Positive Care Clinic in Atherton. He joins us this morning from Washington. Dr. Zalopa, I appreciate your time. Thanks for talking to us, and enjoy the conference.
Thank you very much.
Coming up ahead on Morning Edition, NPR science correspondent Richard Knox has more on the decision to take Truvada. Later this week, we will speak to a researcher from San Francisco's Department of Public Health about the continuing search for a vaccine against HIV. And we'll have more on the state of AIDS in California later this week on the California Report with Rachel Miro. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.